every single room, you know, it's got a jacuzzi tub. It's got, you know, roses and cards. And what we target is the 55 to 65-year-old couple. And that has been our target demographic. And that will continue to be our target demographic. Not large groups, not families, not corporate events. We're looking for small individual accommodations for that demographic. And so it's going to be quiet. And the way that we'll be upkeeping the surrounding property, I think, if anything, it will bring value to the surrounding areas. It will make it look much nicer instead of just letting all the grass, you know, grow up large. And I think that we're going to really, really make it look very good. Anyway, I just wanted to leave those thoughts with you. And if it's all right with you, just turn the time over to my dad for the last little bit. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think I'll just take just a minute and address just a couple of the concerns here and then answer whatever questions you might have. There's been several comments about that it's never been commercial. It's been commercial since it was constructed. It was constructed as a bed and breakfast and runs so. It has been quite as successful. It's under one ownership for most of its history until Mr. Bell passed away and the bank took it back. But it's been operated. There's been hundreds of weddings, and we've got photos and history. It was quite a going concern.
Ma'am, you as a group have just consistently not respected the person. If you can, we're almost to the end. If you can just hang in there, please, okay? We let you speak. Now let's let him finish up. Is that fair?
Yeah. So anyway, what we're trying to do is just build on and expand that business. And as my son tried to explain to you, that this is not a little fly-by-night thing. These are nice little cabins, nice little tree houses, and you see them around, and they do well, and they look well. And it's kind of being portrayed as, well, it's going to fail. Well, we're not planning to fail, but if we did, and the reason the HOA is there is to stave off those types of things. The individual lots, the only purpose that we're doing the individual lots is to facilitate the financing. There's three different owners. I have my son-in-law, and we have me, and then we have my son. And each of us will be owning individual ones of those, so we thought the best way to facilitate that was for us to own the individual lots, but all of the ground in common, but that's just the property. It'd be like a condo. It's just the property underneath the unit. So all of the other ground will be held in common and will be maintained by a common HOA, which will maintain the water system and the sewer systems and everything else. And that prevents slumming out, because no matter who has that property, they're paying dues. And they are, so the grass is going to be mowed, and there's not going to be 20 cars in the yard. It's going to look nice, and it's going to be held and maintained for nightly rentals. Does that mean people who own them aren't going to be able to stay there for a couple of months? No, they can. But there'll be limits on that with the HOA, and we're open to discussing that. As far as the traffic goes, nightly rentals generate a whole lot. 15 units might sound like a lot, and 15 homes would be a little bit of an increase on that, but there's less than 40 homes on all of Hampton Road. And that's counting the side streets, Live Oak, and everything that comes into it. So there's less than 40, so this is hardly a busy, but the 15 units that we're adding don't generate the same traffic counts that homes do, because number one, they're not full all the time, and number two, the people are there, and they're just out. They're down to two or three, maybe, trips a day, whereas homes can be up to 12. So it's equivalent of about five homes. And I just wanted to point out that we've gone, I think, we've looked very hard at this, and we've tried to keep the new cabins and everything as far from the homes as possible. I don't think any of these new cabins are going to be within 500 feet of any of the homes. And they're all buffered. And some of it's their own property, but it's unusable, very steep, wooded land. But it's buffered nicely. And as far as Mr. Chestnut goes, we're open to a buffer there on his property. We're not looking to take anything away from him. If he's got easements there, they're his. We're not taking anything away. If it's there, it's there. But But if he needs a buffer there or a little, some kind of a little fence there, I think it would be good to have that. But what we're building is just a nice development with some little one-bedroom cabins, one-bedroom and studio cabins that are targeted for couples. So not going to be a lot of little children running around. Like I say, it's funny because you talk about the noise. I appreciated my son's comment on that because when the guests come, that's when the girls have to be quiet because he is the noise, and it's not the guests. But and with that, I think I'd open it up to any other questions.
Any questions to ask the applicant? It's pretty thorough.
I have a question on the deeded parcels that you said on. They're deeded to you, the owners?
That's to facilitate the financing, yes, so that we can take the deed in our name so we can borrow the money to put that unit up. And we don't have to have all of the property encumbered and in common with that. Try and do everything in one fell swoop and go borrow $2 million because that would be very difficult.
Are you then going to sell the units to individual owners after they're built?
No, our intention right now is for us to do our own units. Yes. Yes.
Scott may be able to help with this. So they said Chris bought the property in 2019 of January as a bed and breakfast. Did that come through?
Not that I could find. I found that out there when I first started working 10 years ago and tried to do research on it, and I found it advertised, but I didn't find any kind of permitting.
So would that be something required for the bed and breakfast to stay in operation?
No. I mean, we're not back then. We couldn't keep up with things that had been here for 20 years, 10, 12 years, 15 years. I think you'd have a losing battle to go try to require. They didn't even have the special use section in at that time. Even.
Back then.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it came in like 06 or no, 12 maybe is later.
I think it's right. I think it's a grandfathered use is what it is.
Hey, I've got just a short comment on that. We purchased the...
If you're going to speak, can you come up to the...
Yeah, we purchased the property with an SBA business disaster loan. There were many loopholes that we had to... There were various things that we had to jump through to make it work for the SBA. And, I'm happy to share additional documentation, with you to speak to that. Anyway, That was way more comment than I intended.
The note said you had extensive remodel. So were there just rooms in the house, or did you add rooms above the garage?
We didn't add any rooms.
So everything was existing?
Yeah. We added new paint and new carpet and put new floors down. We had to put a new roof on. There are a few other things, but we didn't add any rooms or add square footage.
Any other questions?
Well, I have a few comments on the thing. The water system they're proposing is something that, to me, the way it's set up, it won't fly. You can't put over three homes on a water system, or you've got to make it a public water service district, which I did a little bit of that. And the small deeded parcels, that won't work because you've got public land there. And the balance of the ground will be held in common. Somebody's paying taxes on that ground. They're going to do something with it sooner or later. And we've tried projects like that. And there's just an awful lot of unanswered questions on the thing that it just don't fit the standards that I want to see on it.
Any other specific questions or comments? Okay, based on all that we've heard and...
Oh, I was just going to answer the question about the well, if you were...
Sure.
Because it was, it's approved as a public well, so it's not limited to three homes.
Well, I understand that. I read the whole thing.
Okay.
And you're slipping by saying it won't produce over 30 gallons a minute. That's an escape hatch. I've been in the water business a long time. And 30 gallons a minute is going to really... be significantly stretched to serve that many units that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think the 30 gallon a minute comment was for the, that's what they were expecting to get at that depth.
I know about the water.
Any other questions, comments? Anybody have enough information to make a motion? One way or the other? Any more discussion between us to get to a motion?
I have a curiosity about the septic system. The septic systems, you're going to have a separate septic system for each unit?
No, those will be, and there's several septic systems that are already out there that will be used. And if you see on the map, we've got where those all are. And then there'll be two new ones that we've done perk tests on that pass.
On common ground.
So they will be common. And those will be under the purview of the homeowners association. So those will be regularly pumped and maintained by the continuing
authority. This may not be under my purview, but I'm having a hard time understanding why a bank is loaning money to build a building that doesn't have a septic system on the same property they hold as collateral.
Well, no, because it's held by the continuing, there's a continuing authority there that is there and continues to maintain and the right to use, same thing as the water, like any other subdivision or any other private sewer system or private water system. So they're old and common, and by the association that everybody pays dues to, and then the owners have the rights to use it.
So your homeowners association is in the sewer business?
Kind of, yeah, and the water business, and the grass mowing business, and the maintenance business, and they take care of it all.
Like a condo.
So it stays nice.
Condo style ownership.
Not uncommon.
Any other questions?
No, I would really like to have this gentleman here state the other two concerns that you mentioned. One was the water. What were the other two?
Well, you're putting the sewer systems on common ground. You're not, in other words, you're gonna have. And also, another thing that I didn't mention, you're talking about bed and breakfast. And another thing that I don't like, and I don't think meets the compatibility thing, is you're going to sell units, and we're going to give approval to people that buy the bed and breakfast that we have never seen, and I don't like that. That's another thing. But the sewer system will have to be put on common ground.
Right.
It's going to wind up, you as the owners will be the association.
To start off with.
That's the whole design of this whole deal.
Yes. To start off, yeah.
Well, why deed it off to the little parcels under each cabin?
Well, the common ground needs to be held in common by something that will continue beyond the owners.
But the way you've designed it, I don't see how there can be anything other than you as owners of the common ground.
No.
In other words, so we give you jurisdiction over the well and the sewer and the mowing and whatever other maintenance that goes?
No. That will be the association which will have the responsibility.
You are the association. That's the way this is set up.
No.
It can't be much of anything else.
No, it will be. Homeowners associations are separate entities. They are an entity unto themselves.
Well, I've been down the road with the homeowners association.
Yeah, I have too. They're fun, aren't they?
I understand the process.
You're saying that right now, the homeowners association are you three?
No, the homeowners association will be like you got to look at it as a separate company, and it continues.
But the company.
If we go away, the three of us go away, that continues.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an homeowners association, and it has the right to collect dues from every one of those lots, whether we're there or not. And it has the responsibility to do all the maintaining. So
it don't become a homeowners association until somebody buys a majority share, the 51%, and you're out. Then it becomes a homeowners association, basically.
No, it becomes an association.
I think we're sort of going down a different path. Like their declarant rights and all that with as far as the ownership.
The other thing I wanted to point out, if I could, on the well, is that the requirement from the state is to design the water system to service the need, whatever that is. So it has to be designed by an engineer to serve that entire need, so whatever that is. And then it is sent to them for final approval, and then that is a system to build.